This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And that allows you to, you know, bring up whatever's on your mind. That is kind of the point here of Free Talk Live. Joining you in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we go to a special guest. Now, normally it's open phones all the time here on Free Talk Live, and we will still take your calls about anything a little bit later. But we do want to talk to Lynn Ulbricht, who is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who has been, apparently there have been some headlines recently about some book that has come out. I honestly hadn't heard about this thing until Lynn brought it to my attention. We've got Lynn Ulbricht on the line here. Where are you at tonight? Are you in New York, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm I'm in Connecticut, but it's close.
Close, yeah. And better than New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super close, but I can go see Ross and everything. So
your son is in prison on a double life sentence plus 40 years or something ridiculous,
yes,
like that.
That's
for,
right.
For running a website called The Silk Road. Here on Free Talk Live, we have chronicled the, you know, as much of it as we could. We heard about it, I think, way back in like 2011 or 2012, kind of like right around the same time when we first heard about Bitcoin. And Bitcoin, for listeners that don't know, is this amazing cryptocurrency that is, you know, taking the world by storm. It's close to $1,600.
Oh, God, is it really?
Yeah, per Bitcoin. It's been shooting up over the last few months. And Ross Ulbricht, your son, founded the Silk Road, which was this sort of infamous underground marketplace where people could buy and sell, let's say, illegal drugs, for instance. And it got a lot of news coverage as a result of that, which, of course, brought a lot of attention from law enforcement. And they eventually ended up targeting Ross. Nobody knew it was Ross at the time, obviously. He was using a pseudonym, Dread Pirate Roberts. And they targeted him. They finally arrested him and shut down the Silk Road in October of 2013, I believe. He's been in federal custody ever since, ultimately being convicted by a jury of his so-called peers in what was a stacked show trial. To sum up, a ridiculous trial that had so many outrages that, you know, we would spend an hour just trying to...
Yeah, the trial was, just the end of the story. The trial was un-American.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Very un-American.
And now, you're appealing. I don't know if there's any news about that. The reason you actually asked to come on the show here tonight, because there's some kind of book that's been published that you said has been, I don't know what the word was that you used. You weren't very happy, it didn't seem like, about this particular book. And I want to say, before you go into, you know, what you want to say, I never heard about this book until you sent me an email, and then somebody, one of our listeners, just so happened, like, at around the same time to post something on our Facebook group for Free Talk Live Amplifiers. And, you know, otherwise I hadn't heard a thing about it. So the one, you know, downside to this, Lynn, is, you know, if you mention the book's name, it's going to get free publicity here.
Yeah, well, they're being published by a big publisher and getting tons of mainstream publicity. And look, it's hard to fight the mainstream media, as you know, I'm sure, and that's what you guys do. But I did want to at least speak out to the people who go a little deeper than this incredibly shallow, and really it's the government narrative, this book that's a dramatization of it, and just to say my piece about it, and then I'm not going to do it anymore, because for one thing, it's emotionally draining. It really is.
So this author, whoever this person is, did they even bother to contact you?
Yeah, he tried to convince me to be part of it, and he was very manipulative about that, but I was warned against it. Mm. I was warned against it. I was told it was going to be the government narrative. I have since been told that he actually got a lot, and this is someone, I can't prove this, but this is someone I trust, that he got his information fed to him from the government and saw things even before trial. Basically, whatever they want to give him, they did. And the way I see it is they weren't confident enough to charge Ross at trial for murder for hire, so they're having him do it, basically. And that's what he's doing. There's also, he uses, I haven't read the book. I don't know if I will. I read excerpts, but Christopher Tarbell, who was lead investigator, and Karl Mark Force, who's a corrupt agent who is now in prison.
He's in prison.
Yeah, and Curtis Green were all paid for their participation in this book.
Jeez.
They're paid.
Wow.
And so, and so he's relying on people, these people. And apparently, I'm told, he doesn't even mention anything beyond that Ross is the only one, he deserves life, kind of prying into his personal life, or although there's lots of things I've read that are inaccurate, and doesn't even mention it's an appeal. It's a very, it's a narrative, it's made to be a movie, and so it's very shallow. And sensationalistic. Ross, meanwhile, sitting in a cage, can't defend himself, can't speak out against it, can't say. But what I really am asking people to realize is he's basing it all on this murder for hire that the government never charged at trial. And,
right.
and this is part of the appeal.
That's because they can't prove, I don't think, that Ross was Dread Pirate Roberts. You know, even if those conversations really did happen, what they're referring to was basically, and I'm probably going to misremember some of the details on this, but a federal agent was supposedly talking with Dread Pirate Roberts.
Corrupt federal agent who's now in prison. That's the agent.
Right.
Karl Force.
Yeah. And
just to be clear.
And that there was some sort of information that he was being paid to, that Ross or Dread Pirate Roberts was paying to receive possible federal investigations and things like that. And the idea was one of the administrators had rolled over on Ross or something like that, had rolled over on the site, had gotten caught. And the idea was, well, you know, I should hire someone to kill this person. Am I misremembering any of that?
That's pretty good overview. The chats that it was based on were based on material submitted by a corrupt agent, and experts have told me there's no way to know if he didn't write the whole thing.
Exactly.
Curtis Green, who is the fake victim, actually told me that he thinks there's lots of Dread Pirate Roberts. He doesn't think there's just one. And that is basically the consensus of anyone who is really on the Silk Road. But Nick Bilton, this author, says, "Oh yeah, he's the only one, and he deserves life."
Didn't you tell us recently that after your son Ross Ulbricht was put into federal custody, that somebody who obviously wasn't your son logged into the Dread Pirate Roberts account on the Silk Road forums?
That's accurate, and that was 7 weeks after Ross was in prison. This, of course, he never mentions this in his interviews or anything or in the book. Also, what was found was tampering of evidence that the jury saw, a big deletion of an important part of evidence, which was about another corrupt agent. So,
yes. Well, yeah, we know there's at least probably one more out there because one of Ross's mentors, plural of mongoose.
That whole thing, too.
Yeah, I forget what his real
that
name
was. Variety Jones. Yeah. Thomas Clark is his name.
Variety Jones. That this guy had essentially evidence that there was another federal agent feeding information to him and threatening him and threatening you and your daughter, ultimately,
with
kidnapping because he was trying to extrapolate or extract from Ross a password to one of the Silk Road wallets. So the corrupt federal agent, or she, could get access to the Bitcoin that was in there. And there's some deep and ugly allegations on that side of things. So there's probably at least one, maybe more than one, another nasty corrupt federal agent involved.
One thing's for certain is that we can look at the evidence that the forensic computer analysis provides that there was more than one Dread Pirate Roberts.
Which was something that the defense wanted to present to the jury in the case, but was prohibited from doing so.
Yeah, the judge wouldn't let them. And that's why I say the trial was un-American. I mean, it was just one of those things. Sometimes that happens in U.S. history. Sometimes miscarriages of justice occur. I know most Americans go on with their days without thinking about it very much, but we watched this case, and I can tell you that's what happened.
Lynn, hang on. We're going to come back with more. I'm sure you've got some time, right?
Oh, sure.
All right, more with Lynn Ulbricht. She's the mother of Ross, and you can go, by the way, to freeross.org if you want to support Ross and the legal fund, because appeals and federal trials are not cheap. Lawyers for those things are not cheap. Freeross.org. There's more coming up. If you've got a question for her, actually, I think we got somebody on the line with one. Hopefully he'll hang on, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Although, if you want to talk to Lynn Ulbricht, you can't call on Skype. You'll have to call our normal toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. That's because we've got Lynn on Skype. And we're going to get right back into that discussion here with the mother of Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts, or at least a one-time Dread Pirate Roberts on the Silk Road, because we don't know exactly how many Dread Pirate Robertses that there have been. But he's the one who went to prison for it, and that's where he is right now, where there's an appeal pending. By the way, Bitcoin was made, I think, very popular thanks to the Silk Road. I think the Silk Road was probably a major factor in why Bitcoin became as successful as it is today. But Bitcoin is much larger than black markets. Bitcoin is a legal thing to have. Cryptocurrencies are legal in the United States and most countries around the world, but you got to have somewhere to store your cryptocurrency, and or at the very least the keys to your cryptocurrency, which is what the wallet software does. Now, there's different wallets out there, and there is one that is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, JAXX.io. You can download it there or go to your Google or Apple App Store, and it can hold not just Bitcoin, but also Ether and Dash and other cryptocurrencies. It is also with Shapeshift integration, which means you can easily exchange between your currencies within the wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. It's also super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's cross-platform, Windows, Linux, Mac, phones, and even browser plugins. So go to JAXX.io and get yours there. As we get back to Lynn Ulbricht, she is on the line with us from Connecticut, talking about some outrageous book that has been published to essentially drag your son's name through the mud even further than it was already dragged by the federal government, with murder allegations which have never been proven, have never been charged, but yet, they're trotting him out once again here to try to make Ross look like some sort of violent, terrible drug kingpin.
Exactly. It's kind of old stuff, really. The headlines in some of the places that have picked up on this book act like it just happened. It's old. It's 3 years old. It's already been, well discussed that they did not bring them to trial. They did not prosecute the indictment. It's just like, why not? But who needs trials when you've got books like this, which, do the work of the federal government and apparently get their information from the federal government.
And even paid the federal agents, including the corrupt ones that went to prison, to comment. Mm-hmm. We've got a question on the line. Would you mind taking a call?
No, that's fine.
All right, let's go to Mark. He's in Utah. No, Mark, you're on with Lynn Ulbricht on Free Talk Live. Oh, you got to turn down that radio, Mark, otherwise it's going to be super confusing. Mark going once.
Hello.
You got to turn down the radio, otherwise it gets really confusing on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually just barely plugged my headphones back in, and so right as you were on there. Sorry about that.
You're on with Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. I'm honored to be speaking with you. I really I think that your son is a hero, and in no way deserves what has happened to him. Just wanted to sort of say that and say I'm very honored to be speaking with you. So
you just wanted to say something nice. No question for Lynn while you're here.
No, well, I guess
I'll take nice.
yeah. Well, I just want to be nice to Ms. Ulbricht, who's been through a lot, and she occasionally probably does need some words of encouragement.
You're right, I do. And this has been a tough week because it's hard to read all of basically garbage, and especially stuff that I know isn't true. And I'm like, wait a second, I was there. I know that's not true, sort of thing. And, he just talks about it like it's all real. And then other journalists, in their echo chamber, don't question it. Don't dig at all deeply beyond an inch. And, just keep repeating it. And this is what I have found with much of the media. It's a problem.
Thank you, Mark, for the call tonight. I appreciate the kind words, and I'd like to echo those. It's wonderful to have the fact that you're the mother of this guy who was come after by the federal government, attacked with all kinds of a nasty broad brush, and badgered in the media, attacked by the feds, charged with these crimes that try to make him look like some kind of a terrible person, and you know him differently than that, and so does everybody who knows him.
Right.
And so for you to stand by him throughout all of this is an incredible task, and you deserve a lot of credit for everything that you've done. And of course, FreeRoss.org, you helped put that up, which has helped raise a lot of money for what has gone on and continues to raise money, because you need help. I think you told us that you second mortgaged your house or mortgaged your house or something like that. You didn't have, you're not rich. You're not a rich family.
We don't have a house anymore.
Right.
Yeah. No house. No, we're not rich. And we're especially less rich, not that we were, after this. It's incredibly expensive to fight the federal government, which is wrong.
Yeah.
It really leaves, the justice system doesn't leave room for people who don't have millions and millions of dollars. And that's a whole other subject. But no, it's true. It's very expensive. But I think it's important, not just for Ross, but there are so many precedents that are being set with this case that put us all in peril.
Yeah, one of those precedents would be the idea that someone should be responsible for the things that happen on a website that they found. I mean, as though Ross is somehow responsible for someone selling a dangerous product on what was essentially a free market website that that he created, to where people could sell pretty much what they want. I mean, there were a couple of banned categories, but again, should we be held responsible for something that one of our commenters posts on our website? Should I be held responsible over on freekeen.com for some sort of illegal thing that a commenter posts? I mean, it's just outrageous, the idea that someone who's engaging of what should be freedom of speech, the programming of a website, the words. You write words down on a screen to make a website, basically, and that's what they're saying here is part of the criminal act, and I think it's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, well, so
I agree.
We used to have a forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. I think we've still got something like that now. People did... we've had people threaten to post child pornography on the forum as though that would do something to us. And, with this kind of precedent,
Maybe it would have.
Yeah.
Now, we wouldn't have done anything except host a forum, but if somebody posted that stuff and we didn't, and somebody got a screenshot and somebody sent it to some law enforcement agency before we managed to get it down and delete it, whatever it might be,
you're right.
Something could happen.
No, it's absolutely sets that precedent. It's a slippery slope. And, for example, Amazon was being sued by a mother whose daughter bought cyanide on Amazon. So by the same theory, Jeff Bezos ought to be carted off,
Except he's got, countless lawyers and $1 billion to throw at it. Lynn, hang on. We're going to come back with more with Lynn Ulbricht from FreeRoss.org. Ross Ulbricht, the founder of The Silk Road, is her son, and we'll take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. If you got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, she's here with us. She's the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground darknet website that ran for a couple of years uninterrupted, basically. And as our last caller pointed out, we didn't really dig into this. I think Ross, and I agree with the last caller, is a hero for putting the Silk Road online. He actually, in my opinion, saved people's lives. I understand that during the sentencing at his trial, his federal trial last year, they trotted out people who claimed that their, you know, like their kid had gotten killed from buying heroin on the Silk Road or whatever. But, and you know, that may be true because
heroin kills people.
Heroin can kill people. Drugs and drug abuse can certainly kill people, and people could buy drugs from the Silk Road. But the black market also kills people, and people who are just trying to buy drugs on the black market have ended up dead through being robbed, for instance, or ended up dead because the heroin that they purchased on the black market from some street dealer wasn't the same consistency batch to batch, so they might have ended up getting a batch that was, let's say, 10 times stronger than their normal batch, and then they didn't know that, so they dosed and they ended up with 10 times the dose that they normally would dose, and then they overdosed and died. I mean, that happens in the black market, whereas on the Silk Road, you actually had kind of an open, anonymous marketplace where these anonymous drug sellers would sell, and they still do on other websites now that are sort of aping what the Silk Road did, so it hasn't made it go away, the Fed's busting the Silk Road. But this open market competition led to consistency in the drug batches, the drugs being exactly what they were advertised as being most of the time, whereas in the black market, they are frequently not what they are advertised as being. So, in my opinion, the Silk Road's existence actually led to greater safety in the black market, which has historically been a very, very dangerous place to do business. And from that aspect, not only did he save the lives probably of a number of drug users who would have otherwise died due to bad drug batches in the the street markets, but also likely saved the lives or prevented from some of the peaceful drug dealers from being robbed or ripped off by doing street deals as well. So I think there was a lot of actual harm reduction that came out of the Silk Road, and I suspect, Lynn, that you agree with that assessment. Lynn Ulbricht with us from Skype.
Yeah, I just want to make it clear, I'm certainly not advocating drugs or even the Silk Road, but I have read studies that there's harm reduction, and Neil Franklin of Leap is very much says that, and he worked on the streets in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to just address the thing about the sentencing, and look, my heart goes out to any parent who's lost a child, although he was an adult, but he's still your kid, just like Ross is mine. But there was no proof of this. We hired a forensic pathologist to go through the autopsies of what the government claimed were deaths from Silk Road. There was absolutely no proof they were from Silk Road. A couple of them, there was no proof they were from drugs at all. One of them had just gotten out of the hospital. And the point in the appeal about this is that this kind of emotionalism and manipulation of emotionalism at a sentencing is not proper. You don't bring in this kind of emotional, unproven thing in a sentencing to bolster your sentence. It's supposed to be based on proven fact.
Hmm.
And once again, the government pulled this little drama. And it was very sad. But at the same time, you're not supposed to have that go on in a courtroom. So it's kind of like Nick Bilton going, oh, he did murder for hire with no proof and no charge.
This is the
author. Like, well, anybody, that's the author. And it's like, anyone can say this stuff, and it's very reckless.
Let's go to the phones here. I got another caller, I believe, with a question for you. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Dana, you're on with Lynn Ulbricht.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. I have a thing about injustice. Now, I'm not a social justice warrior at all. But when things are so clearly, it's so obvious that it's a setup, there is a rage inside of me. I just can't, I can't describe it, but I'm not the sign-carrying person. If you saw me, I'm tiny, petite, blonde, blue-eyed, little girly girl. So I'm not your typical SJW.
That's a powerful woman, come on.
but here's the thing. I would expect if Ian or Mark or you wronged me, okay, fine. We have been raised. That's not fine, but here's my point, because I do have a question for you. We have been raised with an expectation. Doctors don't lie, lawyers, judges, presidents of the United States or other countries. Mm-hmm. And some, not my head, not the intellect in me, but my heart, wants to believe that there are certain people you can go to that you can trust. In this day and age, and for many years now, I would trust a nobody on the street, a beggar, before I would trust someone in power, because the abuse of power has been so great. And I'm going to give you an example, and then I'll ask you the question. Obama standing in front of the relatives of four dead people that they let die, that they were under siege for hours, that they knew almost immediately was terrorism, and they put an innocent man in jail, blaming him for a video, and it had nothing to do with it. The fact that people are still defending that man over Benghazi brings that rage. I can't tell you what my stomach feels like. It gets so tight and I don't even know that man that did the video, but that someone went there and nobody defended him. So here's my question, and this is going to probably be more, because you don't know where, the left is nowhere when you need them, but have no libertarians or conservative lawyers from think tanks or anywhere, because you're raising money for an appeal, where are these, where have you been contacted by any lawyers willing to do an appeal pro bono for Ross because of the injustice that what was done to him by, you know, government people? That, by your own words, you said that one guy is sitting in jail. Have you mm-hmm. been contacted? So you don't have to further incur any more debt. Not that you wouldn't do it.
Dana,
gladly,
thank you for the question. We'll
I get the question. And I do agree. You know, one of the things that has opened my eyes through this whole thing is that we are American traditions. And like Mark said, it was un-American, have been hijacked. So it was very upsetting for me and I am angry about it. And that's one of the reasons I'm speaking out, is because, you know, it's been hijacked by people who do not honor our basic American values and of truth and justice and mercy and fairness and freedom. As regards lawyers, I have had a lot of help, but no one has stepped forward to do an entire appeal or trial or anything pro bono.
It'd be a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a big commitment. I'm always trying to strike deals, believe me.
All this has been paid for out of your family, what you've been able to raise in your family's savings. And I can only imagine it's been catastrophic.
We don't have any of those savings anymore. Yeah, right. I mean, our IRA's gone, our savings are gone. And then what I've been able to raise, and with help from some, you know, big donors, but a lot of small donors, a lot. It's been a real grassroots effort, and that's what it has to be. And that's why I don't like talking to the mainstream media and going big media and all that, because that's not who's going to care or who's going to care about the truth, as far as I can tell. And maybe that's not all of them, but so it's been a real grassroots thing.
The thing about this, Lynn, is this is really hard to find the truth in. You got to dig a little bit to realize that this was just a complete and utter kangaroo court. And mm-hmm. journalists don't have that kind of time. They want to read the headline, see what the story's worth it, and go.
And copy it for their own story.
That's what
they
do.
Any
exactly.
research. Lynn,
exactly.
Hang on. Can you stick with us for one more segment?
Sure.
All right. We got another question for you, I believe, from the audience. If you got a question for Lynn, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to join us here. We'll open the phones up to any topic coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But if you've got a question for Lynn Ulbricht, we can try to get you in here in this remaining segment of the first hour of our live Saturday show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also mentioned Bitcoin earlier. It is getting close. 1550, I guess, right now. $1,550 per Bitcoin. When we first started talking about the Silk Road, it was probably like $3 per Bitcoin. And so things have changed quite a bit for Bitcoin. But right now, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, what I'd invite you to do is go to Bitcoin.com. It's the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Whether you want to buy Bitcoin or discuss Bitcoin, you can do it there. They've got a forum, and it's always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. Plus, Derek, go ahead, Mark.
I just want to say that, many people, when they think of Bitcoin, I've had a friend that I talked to very recently. The first thing that came out of his mouth was, Bitcoin's used for drugs, right?
And so is cash.
We were just talking about Silk Road, and it's no doubt that Bitcoin was the currency on Silk Road because it has some, it has some aspects of cash that
it's pseudonymous.
Yeah, it has more anonymity, like cash does. When you hand cash from $100 from $100 bill from one person to another, other than maybe some fingerprints on it, there's really nothing, and there's no real way to trace it back. And Bitcoin has some similarities. But if you were to look at what most drug dealers do business in, it would be the U.S. dollar. The idea that you would paint Bitcoin with some kind of drug brush because it was used on Silk Road is pretty ridiculous because, yeah, frankly, you don't do the same thing for the U.S. dollar.
Right. And so if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, check it out over at Bitcoin.com. They got games you can play with your Bitcoin, and they've got news at their news side of the site. It's really a fancy, really great site. Bitcoin.com to learn more. Whether you're an expert at Bitcoin or you're brand new, you'll find something valuable there. Lynn Ulbricht is with us. She's been updating us on the latest with Ross, which actually we haven't even really gotten into that. We've been talking about this outrageous book that's been published to drag your son's name through the mud. Ross, the founder of the Silk Road, the underground renowned infamous drug marketplace, who is now in prison for the rest of his life, plus, you know, double that sentence, plus 40 years or something crazy. You're trying to appeal. Is there any update, by the way, Lynn, on the appeal process? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, he is sentenced to be in prison for the rest of his life. As far as I'm concerned, he will not be in prison for the rest of his life. But just so you know, I'm holding that very firmly.
It's good to be optimistic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, what's happening with the appeal is we're waiting. It's been about 6 months, and the court is deliberating. And the ruling can happen any day.
Okay.
They're deliberating on whether or not you get an appeal or whether.
The appeal has been submitted.
Okay.
Yeah. So now they are weighing the arguments of the appeal. And from what I understand, there's basically three things that can happen. One is nothing, mm-hmm. and it just stays what it is, and then we would appeal that. You can continue the process.
Right.
One is a retrial based on arguments in the appeal, and one is the conviction stand but a resentencing with a different judge. Well, mm-hmm. a retrial trial with a different judge, too. We've specifically asked for obvious reasons.
Right.
So those are the three things that can happen. We're hopeful. We've been told by many lawyers that when it takes a while, it's a better sign. It's not a sure sign.
No, it's not. Nothing's ever for sure.
Nothing's for sure. But they're not just lightly, you know, saying one thing or another. They're deliberating. And so we are hopeful.
You've got a strong case. I mean, in my opinion, I mean, as you mentioned before, there's the federal agents.
I've never seen such a miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, well, there's a federal. Well, I'm sure if you paid more attention to the federal courts, you'd see plenty more, Mark. But there's the federal corrupt.
Pretty blatant.
Yeah, corrupt agents, judges, obviously doing things they're not supposed to do.
How many times have we seen not one, not two, but three law enforcement officers go to prison?
Two have gone to prison so far.
Okay,
And a third is pretty much. There's evidence of a third. But the really outrageous thing is that the judge wouldn't allow the jury to know about the corrupt agents.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what's really outrageous. I mean,
it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's bad you have corrupt agents stealing money and having access to the site.
It's bad you have corrupt judges cover for them.
And those corrupt agents,
they couldn't even know about it?
Yeah. Not only stealing money, but also being the ones who were, you know, generating the evidence against Ross. So
they had the ability to.
Yeah.
We don't have proof that they did, but they certainly had the ability. They had the ability to even act as DPR.
Correct. Full administrative access.
One of them was working for the NSA at the time that he was investigating. He had all those tools.
I want to go to the phones here. We got another question for you from David. He's in New Mexico listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Go ahead, David.
I got a question. Let me give you a quick series of comments from my close listening to what you've been saying. First of all, you just said these agents, they didn't allow their testimony. Don't answer this right away. Let me just make it a rhetorical question. What about the once a liar, always a liar is a legal doctrine. So in order to commit a fraud like these agents did, they had to have been lying, fraudulent in many different ways, and that should completely disqualify them.
Yeah.
Everything that, so once you get from there, you get fruit of the poison tree.
Right.
So that should mean that everything about them should be thrown out.
Including all of the evidence they gathered. Yeah, I agree.
Right, and that makes it material to your case. You know, as far as the jury should be hearing about that, as opposed to shouldn't be, they should absolutely be hearing about it. And then you were talking about the government, the court system has been hijacked. Yes, it's been hijacked entirely. That's why one of the things that I use is in our founding documents for this country, whether anybody likes it or not, it's there. The consent of the, you know, driving their just powers. First of all, this is unjust by any reasonable person would say it, and they derive their just powers from the consent of the government and or from the governed. And I have been saying publicly for several years now, I no longer consent. And everybody who pays attention to this stuff, all of us started saying it like I say it now. We could simply walk away from this government without any violence whatsoever.
Sure, would be nice.
Any violence. Yeah, those that refuse to consent, just simply do not cooperate. And an analogy that I use, I grew up on a farm, livestock, like a mule. If you misuse the mule, abuse the mule, a mule will dig in its feet, a cow will do it too, a sheep will do it, all livestock will do it. They, if you treat them well, they'll generally do what you expect of them. But if you abuse them, they will lock in their feet, they will literally sit down, lay down, and you can beat them to literally.
We definitely need more of that. David, question if you've got one for Lynn. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the end, I got more, but I'll get to another time.
The just
end
do the question
would have been. Yeah, the end question is, I have been doing this full-time for 10 years, and I have noticed that there's many, many of these cases that this is as egregious as it gets. There are many, unfortunately, there are many that are as egregious as it gets, and there are patterns. One of the patterns I see two of the patterns I see in your case, one is they'll pick on people that don't have the money, the power to fight, and that, by definition, is also unfair, unjust, but they will... Yes. Forgive me, Barry, give me a couple seconds. Charging your son on something else that they never charged for. So they're using
That's
something,
right.
Right. That is a common theme that happened. It happened to me. I also lost my children based on that.
You got to get to the question,
pattern.
David. You need to get to it now.
So that is the question. If you can expand, if you want to expand on that, that happens to many people like myself over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so if you expand on how they did that, what they did, I know you've done it already. There are many other people out there that have cases that can use your
experience.
All right.
Thank you, David. I appreciate
the
call.
I agree, David, that it's not unique to Ross, which is one of the things that I think, you know, I'm really trying to broaden my message to people and wake people up, because we are in peril. Just, you know, and Ross is not unique. Which is why, I mean, trial juries are on, trial by jury is on its way out in this country. And if you go, you usually pay a trial, what they call a trial tax, which means a much harsher penalty if you lose. And it's set up for you to lose.
Right. This point, there's the numbers are staggering as far as it goes. Far fewer than 1%, fewer than 1% of cases actually make it to trial.
Americans
have any idea. They watch CSI. They see these Law and Order shows. They think that everything goes to trial. Nothing goes to trial.
Lynn,
right.
Final
and
thoughts.
And then people plead to things they haven't done because they're warned: if you go to trial, we're going to
statistically,
know,
it has to be the truth. Statistically,
they'll throw the book at you if you don't take the plea.
Statistically, that's right.
And they did throw the book at Ross. Hopefully, the appeal will have some level of success. And I know we'll be hearing from you. Hopefully, as soon as you hear something, Lynn.
Absolutely, I'll keep you posted. Thank you guys so much for your support.
Thanks for calling tonight. Don't forget freeross.org. That's where you can go to help out, because they definitely could use your support. Freeross.org. Lynn Ulbricht, thanks as always. And we'll continue with more Free Talk Live coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.